Blog Talk Radio.
That you have decided to join us this evening. And I do pray that you will call in. Today the conversation will be around the word courage. And for each and every one of us, I'm sure that is a very impacting word to us. And also an experience or a journey. I want to encourage you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. You are welcome to call in and to be part of the dialogue. For those of you who are in the chat room, I'll need to be clicking back and forth from the studio to the chat room because the small chat room is not working, and we are on in the larger chat room, which is also on a different page from the studio. So forgive me if you log on there and I have not said anything to you or about your presence. But momentarily, I'll be going back and forth from the studio to the chat room. I want to remind you that we are on twice a week, Sundays at 7 p.m. and on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. On Wednesdays, we focus on the inspiration, education, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. On Sundays, we do some life story or life experiences or issues. Like today, we will be talking about courage, and I hope that you will call in and give me your input on courage as I share my journey and what courage has meant to me. I am looking for a few good men and women as volunteers to work both on my radio and my TV shows. I need your help and your insights and your brilliance. And I'm starting out as volunteers. However, with your brilliance, if we are able to secure or engage some sponsorship, we will have a stipend for you. Or if you work as a salesperson to get those ads, you will be able to get a commission off of your sales. So inbox me here on the radio site, inbox me and let me know if you want more information, or you can send me an email at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. Again, dynamicdaphne1, the numeral 1@gmail.com. Now, if you have not yet connected with me on social media, I am asking and I'm requesting that you do so. You can find me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. You can find me on Facebook.com at Dynamic Daphne. You can find me on LinkedIn at Daphne, not at LinkedIn/Daphne-Clark-Hudson. Please, 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 I ask you to connect with me there, because I'm looking to do some things differently, and you won't want to miss out on the things that we are going to be coming out. I want you to keep a watch out. We are going to be announcing retreats. We are going to be announcing vision board workshops. We are going to be announcing cruise to Europe. We are going to be announcing spring retreat for girls. Yes, you hear me. Spring retreat for girls. Our girls need to understand how to create what they want for themselves. And we are going to be doing that in a retreat setting. Also, we are going to be doing a romantic retreat for couples. Yes, yes, yes. Romantic retreat for couples. So, you need to be on my mailing list and you need to be on my social media and all that, so you can be included in that information when it comes out. It is also that time of year again when I request your assistance to be host families for the French Cultural Exchange Program. The students arrive here in Connecticut for 21 days in July and another 21 days in August. They go on day trips. They go to New York twice. They go to Boston. They go to the amusement park. And you are also invited to come on these amazing trips. So I want for you to just be there and just stay connected with me so you can assist me in being part of the things that we are doing. So that's it for now in the housekeeping arena. Before I move into courage, I want to read a writing from Sharon Davis. And the title is A New Hope. We will probably never understand all of life's disappointments, but each disappointment is a chance to draw closer to yourself. Find your own strengths and realize that you can make it. Even when the dreams are shattered, you begin to see that when one dream ends, you can always begin to dream again. And for as long as you can dream, you can find new places in life. Set new goals and build a new and more solid foundation with new and better expectations of what life can offer. With new disappointment, you can better find yourself and see more clearly just how strong a person you are becoming. New hope. And yes, we are entering into the conversation about courage. And before I do that, just for those people who are listening online or on the telephone, I want to read something that I've posted on the radio show. It asks you a question. Do you have a vision? Do you feel like you're living up to your potential? Are there situations in your life that leave you struggling, shrugging your shoulders because you simply don't know what to do or what or where to turn? Or maybe you're at a standstill, not knowing what the next step is in your personal life or your business. Have you always wanted to start your own business, but did not know where to start? My name is Daphne Clark Hudson. Years ago, I was what seemed like in a hopeless situation. I had moved from Jamaica to New York with my young son and found out that my husband was living a double life. I had gotten into a bad business venture, had nothing to my name, and was homeless. Nothing made sense, and everything had changed in what seemed to be the blink of an eye. By taking a systematic approach, I managed to get a job, save up money, buy a home, and start my own business. I am not any different than you are, except that now I have the experience and know how to create a vision, make a plan, and follow through. No matter where you are in your life right now, you can learn to do the same. I invite you to be part of my network where you can get inside first-hand information on the things I'm doing for my supporters and selected group of people. This is your opportunity to say goodbye to adversity and welcome to prosperity. Thanks for your continued support. Thank you for listening to me, and thank you for joining onto this broadcast today. I think that would be a great prelude into the conversation on courage. And again, remember that you can call in at 646-915-8166. You know, as women, there are often times when we struggle and we hurt in secret because we are private and we don't want all our business to be out on the street. So therefore, We hurt, and when I say we, that is myself is included. You want, when you confide with someone, is that you want it to stay where it is between you and them. You don't want for them to go and publicize it all over the place. However, I need to tell each and every one of you who is listening that you need to be courageous. Take courage. Be bold and find someone who you can confide in, who you can share your hurts with, who will be there to support you, who will be there to encourage you, who will be there to give you a shoulder to cry on if you need it, and who will be there to tell you it will be all right. I tell you, courage and fortitude are extremely essential to life. As we go through life, on this life journey, and God knows that we don't always have the availability to all the tools that we need on life's journey. Sometimes I know I've said, I wish I had it all from the beginning. I wish I knew what was coming to hit me from the blind side, then I would be prepared. However, for every time that I've said that, I have ended up raising myself up out of the dungeon stronger than I have been. I'm saying that to say that our valley times does not necessarily needs to be times of desperation, depression, or discouragement. If we use those valley times properly, you'll find out that as you begin to climb on those rungs of that ladder to raise yourself up out of the valley, for every rung that you step on, you are going to feel more courage. Yes, you will feel more courage. But as long as you sit on your laurel and remain sitting on that last run down in the valley, and you do not start to step up on each run, you cannot sit in the valley and keep shouting for help. You must raise yourself up where you can begin to see the light. Being down in the valley is as if you are stuck in the middle of the tunnel. In order to see the light or the rainbow at the end of the tunnel, you must continue to walk. So, wherever you are right now, I want you to stand up. I want you to shake and rotate your shoulders. I want you to move your neck in a circular motion, 3 times to the left and 3 times to the right. As you do that, you are going to re-energize your entire shoulder, your neck, and it's going to give you some energy to begin to take those steps out of the valley. I want to encourage you that each and every one of us needs to have a vision board. You all have heard me mention in the past about your journal. Again, I'm going to talk about that today that journal to journal is very important because it helps us to crystallize our thoughts. We don't necessarily need to formulate them. We just jot them down in the journal and crystallize them. I encourage each and every one of you in search of your greatest strength in courage. I want you to begin to do what I call freestyle writing. You take up your journal, you get a blank page, you grab your pen, you time yourself for 10 minutes, and you continue writing nonstop. Don't you stop until the timer says bing. Once the timer goes off, then you put your pen down. You do not necessarily need to be reading what you have written. It is okay to just close your journal and go on about your business. Other times you can go back and look in your journal. And as you revisit the pages that you have been writing over the months and over the years, there are most times I've noticed some patterns and some consistency. I've been able to notice triggers, sometimes negative, sometimes positive. And those triggers are always lessons learned. So, once to be courageous, we need to be bold. There are often times when we really do not understand it all. We don't know what's going on in our lives. You know, like one lady says to me, I don't know when it's heads and I don't know when it's tails. I'm just like in a constant mood of rotating, and I don't know what to do. There are times when we just need to stand still, take some deep breaths, and continue on that path. The one thing I've known is that my faith is what has helped me through all of my turbulent times. Not one, not two, but all of my turbulent times. My faith has helped me tremendously. Right now in my life, I am going through certain situations, and as the year progresses, I am sure you will hear about it. It's not the time right now to share it with you. However, I will be transparent, and I am going to let you know all about it when the time is right, because it is in telling all of our stories that we are going to help others to change their lives. We cannot tell part of this story. We have to see our life story as a sheer brilliance. And when we look at sheer brilliance, it is like a shiny kiss of transformation that we are getting on our cheeks. There are too many people who do not tell us the whole stories. And because of that, we are stuck in constant limbo. And we oftentimes think that we are not making any headway. I want to share my vision board for 2013 through 2015. This is the first time that I've made a vision board that is not only 12 months. And the reason I did that is because I wanted to operate in courage. I wanted to stretch myself. I wanted to begin to think bigger. I wanted to have a greater viewpoint of myself. So as I visualize working on my vision board, what I did, I visualized myself in a helicopter, and I was looking down from the helicopter at my vision. And as I view them from the top, there were certain truths that I learned about all those visions and goals that I had on the vision board. So I encourage you to put yourself in the same position, whether you want to be in an aircraft or you want to be on the third floor of a building looking down, whatever you do, so long as you can position yourself from the top of your vision so you can see the view from the top. If you don't like the view from the top, then you got to come down, dismantle it, and do it over. Here are some things I want to share with you. The first insight I gathered when I positioned myself during visualization, when I positioned myself at the top, the first thing that I saw was that passion, purpose, and decisions are the perfect combination for our success. Let me repeat that. Passion, purpose, and decisions are the perfect combination for our success. It does not matter what you do. It doesn't matter who you are working with. If you don't have passion, you don't know your purpose, you have to make a decision whether you're going to follow your passion and your purpose. And it's only when you have that combination that you are going to be able to become successful. There are a lot of us lots of people that are going around, they have not made any decision about what it is they are called to do. And I tell you, if you're listening to me and you are in that position, I want you to look in the mirror and ask yourself, what am I doing? What am I doing? Great. So, as I saw that passion, purpose, and decisions are the perfect combination for our success, then I realized the time has come for me to rebuild all that I am doing in my personal life, in my family life, and in my professional life. Rebuilding, reinventing, revitalizing can only come about when we have a high resilience intelligence. If we have low resilience intelligence, we cannot rebuild, we cannot reorganize, we cannot restructure, We cannot redesign, we cannot revamp, nor can we reinvent. And when I saw that it was time for me to rebuild, I got to tell you, I got inspired. Because I remember certain things that I had put in my journal, and it was really lining up with what I was seeing here. I know that during the rebuilding process, there are certain things that I needed to recommit to. I needed to recommit to continuing to be a mentor to other women. I needed to recommit the rebuilding, the strengthening, and the protection of my personal brand. I also needed to reconfirm to myself that my brand is authentically me. One of the other things I found out during that process of rebuilding, I needed to be courageous in getting connected with the right relationships that will help me to manifest all of the goals that will help me to be successful. So, from that point of view, I needed to produce more. I also needed to be brilliant beyond all measures about everything that I was doing. I needed to strategically position myself in everything that I'm doing. And everything that I'm doing has to get mega results. Mega results. There needs to be strength in my character as I continue to grow. I need to have an understanding about the impact of my personal story to others. I must be sensitive to the fact that by me taking courage to share and to be transparent with my personal story, it will help others to craft their story and to be encouraged to be transparent too in telling their stories. One of the things that I have also noticed in this assessment of courage is that courage has no room for fear. It has no room for guilt. And it has no room for shame. So I want you to write that down. Courage has no room for fear. It has no room for guilt. And it has no room for shame. I was listening to a DVD. I don't remember who I got it from a couple of weeks ago. But one of the things that the speaker was saying on there, she mentioned that she was excited when she discovered that her millions was in her mess. And when she realized that, she quickly rejuvenated what she was doing. She dismantled the business she was doing out of her small apartment. And she quickly rearranged that. And the minute she did that, it took her under 3 years to build her business to a seven-figure business. So I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that courage has no fear, no guilt, and no shame whatsoever. It doesn't matter what you have been through. I want you to embrace it and share it with others. Once you are, I found out that during my rebuilding endeavor that I am called to do within 2013, 2015, I needed to do some reconnection. There have been relationships that I have built and forged over the years, and I have left them not totally neglected, but kind of neglected. So I need to revisit them and begin to nurture them. So, am I going to be ashamed or feel guilty or fearful to call them? No way. Because courage has no shame, courage has no guilt, and courage has no fear. I also realized while I was visualizing myself in that helicopter, I also realized that I am a great influencer. I have the power to influence millions because you know what? Everything I do with a bang. If I cannot do it with a bang, I'm not going to do it at all. Everything that I do, in every way I give, I always do more than is expected of me, and I always give way more than is expected of me. And that's the reason why I understand the importance of impacting and influencing others. I also realized that in my rebuilding efforts, I need to make my name, my brand, my business, my programs be positioned to be unforgettable. Everything I do, whether it's mentoring, group coaching, individual coaching, workshops, seminars, whatever, all that I do, I must realize that it is an experience. It is an experience. It is done with professionalism. And people are coming there. Everybody wants an experience. I also understand that as I step out boldly to be courageous in everything I do, I have to understand my philosophy. You know, I can't run in with everybody else's philosophy. I got to know mine. I got to know my knowledge well, know why I am and what I am about. I also know that I am in total control of the outcome of everything that I am set out to do. The only thing that can derail me is if I do not take total control of what I am doing, continue to do it well, in serving the people that I am called to do. As I search to understand and support my philosophy, I also need to have a clear vision of why I am doing what I'm doing. What's the mission of why I am doing what I am doing? I tell you that, you know, I think why I am so focused on courage is because this past week I received the paperwork for my nonprofit, the nonprofit that I have formed, the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., which is the nonprofit that I have founded to service the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel Moravia School in Jamaica, West Indies. You all have been listening to me mentioning about it for weeks when I came back from Jamaica in September. I realize that this step of boldness is going to help me to grow way out of my comfort zone. It is helping me to grow that I can expand and touch the lives of many people. Yes, we are starting in Jamaica, but who knows what God has in store for me to go elsewhere to empower others. I just want to continue to walk in courage, be bold, and be steady on my feet. Be steady on my feet by asking God to plant my feet solidly and firmly where they need to be. And so long as I do that, it doesn't matter how strong the turbulent winds will blow, they certainly will not sever those strong connections that God has organized for me to get. As I continue the view from the top, and I learn the truths about it, I understand that this brand that I support, this brand that I created, needs to be a name that everybody knows. Yes, that's a courageously bold statement. It also has to be a name and a brand that people trust. And when I say that, and as I remain in my visualization, and as I saw those words, I thought about Coca-Cola, I thought about Pepsi, I thought about Kleenex. All those are names that people know and trust. And for me being an entrepreneur, to be bold enough to accept that challenge, to step up and make that claim and to believe that that's what we are going to do, that is courageous. If you are just joining me, I'm reminding you to call in 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I want to just take a minute for a word from our sponsors at this time. Again, you can call in anytime, 646-915-8166. And now, a word from our sponsor.
If you're a woman of faith, you've got to attend Designing Your Personal Awesome Future with Dr. Deanna Murphy on April 6th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington, PA. If you're ready to renovate, redesign, and renew your soul, join Dr. Deanna, America's expert on life design, as she helps you to let go of your past, identify solutions for fear of failure, experience inner healing, and much more. Register now at myawesomefuture.eventbrite.com.
Yes, that we are a sponsor for the event That is taking place on April the 6th down in Pennsylvania. If you are not registered yet, if you have not yet registered, you can go to Eventbrite and register. She was on the show on, I think it was Thursday, and she gave an offer for all the people who registered by midnight on Thursday. She was allowing them to register for $147, and they could bring a friend for $77. So I hope that a lot of you have took advantage of that, and I look forward to seeing and meeting you there on April 6th. And don't be a stranger. If you learn about the event from the radio show here and you are at the event, come up to me and say hello so we can have a photo together. We can hug and embrace each other and act silly about what we are doing. So that is on April the 6th in Pennsylvania with Dr. Deanna Murphy. So it is going to be like a whirlwind down there. You know, women are going to be just doing great, 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 great things. So again, I look forward to seeing you there on the 6th of April. Yes, so let's continue here on courage. I also found out that when we are rebuilding, whatever we are rebuilding, we got to be highly motivated about it. We got to accept the change. We must be willing to repair. We also have to understand how balancing comes in, because balance is very important. I must be transparent and I must share with you. This week I was working on some goals for myself. And when I got to some personal goals and there was a question about relaxation and personal time, and I could not answer that question. And I had to put some question mark there. And I said, I honestly cannot write anything in that column until I actually go out and start to do something. Well, I'm proud to tell you that the following day, you know, God always look out for his children, and he is so faithful. The following day, I got a call from my girlfriend, Bridget. Either I got a call or I called her for something else. And she was on her way to the gym. And she said to me, get Jess, you want to come to the gym and work out? So I dropped everything I was doing. I got dressed and I went to the gym. I went into the hot tub. I went into the warm swimming pool and did some water exercises. I went into the steam room. And I went into the sauna. That was about an hour and a half that I gave to myself and gave myself some quality pampering. That again took courage for me to do, because when I got the offer, I could have hesitated and said to her, Oh, no, I can't come because I got to get this done and that done and the other done. But I knew that that was the spirit that was taking me to see whether I was going to be courageous in stepping out and doing the things I said the day before that I needed to start to do something for myself. And I tell you, from the day when I went to the gym and I came back and I was going out walking, walking was so much more comfortable and enjoyable for me. I wasn't having lower back pains, my muscles wasn't tight, or any of those things. But I'm telling you, we must stay true to what we are called to do. But we cannot become all that we are called to do unless we begin to take the courage to do for ourselves first. After we do for ourselves first, then we are in a position to do for others. You know, I oftentimes recall when we are traveling on an aircraft and the air hostesses give the emergency directions. I always recall when they tell us, if there is a problem, put the oxygen mask first on your face before you help somebody else. And we as women and we as business owners and entrepreneurs, we must see our lives every day as if we are a passenger on an aircraft listening to those instructions from the air hostess. Because unless we protect ourselves first by putting that oxygen mask on ourselves, we will not be in a position to help anybody else. We have 37 minutes remaining, and I encourage you to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. We are talking about courage. And I tell you that it was a beautiful ride in that helicopter as I positioned myself and begin to visualize about where I'm going, where I need to go, and what is going to take me to get there. It was a beautiful, beautiful sight. I realize that the work that I am called to do is higher than me. It simply means that there is so much spiritual connection to the work that I am called to do that it doesn't matter what I do, I can't mess it up. Because it is a higher calling, way out of my league, way out of my reach. And as I view it from the helicopter, I was excited. I was inspired. I was extremely, extremely motivated. There was a time when I even said to myself, why me? Why am I called to do this? Why am I called to do the other? And as I asked those questions, the response I heard was that because you're a willing vessel. Yes, because you are a willing vessel. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important to be a willing vessel. If we are not willing, God cannot use us. If we are not willing, we will not be courageous. If we are not willing, we'll end up being fearful instead of courageous. I encourage you to become willing Become a willing vessel if you are not yet a willing vessel. So as I shared that with you, the tears began running down my face again, and it was such a humbling time for me to go through that experience. I realized that during this rebuilding process, I need to continue to sow the seeds of success for others to follow. There are lots of people out there who are waiting to gather some of the seeds that I sow in order to begin to start their garden of success. I don't know who, I don't know when, I don't know how many. All that I know is that I must continue to sow the seeds of success so others can start their garden. The charge that I have been given is to continue to change the lives of people all around the world in a special way. This experience is going to be, oh my heaven, it is just going to give me the chance of a lifetime. I see myself going into different countries, impacting different races, different culture and different ethnicities. And because of the courage that God has given me or has allowed me to be experiencing, although it is a big goal or it's a big task, I am not worried. No, I am not worried. I know it is my time to shine. And I'm not going to be shining with arrogance, boastfulness. No, I will be shining with the light of God projecting on me. Because remember what he told me? He has called me to do it because I am a willing vessel. So now, more than ever before, courage is going to be like a red dot in my forehead. Because it doesn't matter what I see in front of me, I got to be courageous and keep going, keep going, keep going. It doesn't matter, car breakdown, other situations that you forge with, other situations that you are forced to endure, it doesn't matter. With courage, God is going to see you through, and he is going to see me through. I also realize that I must continue to speak volume in everything that I do and say. The things that I do and say, it's not for the edification of Daphne Clark Hudson, but it is for the edification of God's people. It doesn't matter of their religious belief. It doesn't matter whether they go to church. It doesn't matter. I'm here to call them to and to encourage them. During this process, I must continue to live well, live a balanced, virtuous, pure life. And God will give you all know-how in which to do that. Because this is a big project, I will need to continue to step back to take time to smell the roses. smell the roses. Because if we do not smell the roses, we will not have time to enjoy the journey. We will not have time to enjoy the journey. So I wanted to share that with you. And out of that visualization and the rebuilding of what I'm called to do, and with all the courage that has bestowed on me, I also am called to get better organized in everything that I do. And those of you who are listening to me and know me, you all know and understand what that means. I just got to get my stuff together. I must be organized. And I got to just and do what it is that I need to do. Now, you all heard me mention at the top of the hour when we began the show, I spoke about you connecting with me on social media and all of that. Well, I just want to give you guys who are listening, I want to give you a sneak peek into some of the programs that I am courageously stepping out to do on a consistent basis. I am going to be partnering with another gentleman, and we are going to be doing a consistent 10-week course for small business people. We are going to be doing romantic retreats for couples. We are going to be doing a program called Discover Your Why. We are going to be doing frequent vision board workshops. We are going to be doing transformational workshops. We are going to be doing envisioning workshops. So, I want you to stay tuned so that you can be part of that. We are also going to be continuing with our group coaching and our mentoring programs. So for those of you who are out there who have been calling me to tell me you want to pick my brains, you can go to my website at www.DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and you can fill out the questionnaire there about me being your mentor. And it's just a small group of people that I can take, because mentoring is a lot of commitment, and you want to give your best to your mentee. So it is on a first-come, first-served basis. So go to my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and fill out the form for that. Again, we have 25 minutes remaining. The number is 646-915-8166. And you can call in if you have any contribution to the conversation on courage. I tell you, when I complete the visualization activity that I was doing pertaining to the vision board, I was literally shaking and shivering as if I had the chills or something. And I looked, and I keep going back and keep going back to when the voice said to me, because you're a willing vessel, because you are a willing vessel. I kept going back to that. And I keep saying to myself, We just need to be authentic. We just need to be real. We don't need to be special. You don't need to be special. We just need to understand that each and every day, when we wake up, when we are blessed with another day, we got to keep asking ourselves the question, do I see a difference every day? And that's what I keep doing. I keep asking myself, Daphne, do you see a difference every day in the work that you do? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it is not about me. And I must focus on seeing a difference in the community, in the lives of the people that I serve. Whenever we are on our way to creating legacies, we got to be courageous. We are going to be traveling some path that is only God can help us to go there and come back. But let me tell you something. He doesn't call you to do anything that he does not equip you for. And that's why courage is vital. Because there's times, ladies and gentlemen, when you are going to be doing this all by your sweet little lonesome self. You are not going to have any company to do what you are doing. And you got to be courageous in doing it. Because you know what? If you sit around and wait on other people to come and support what you are doing, it is not going to be happening. You must understand that they are not the one that is called to do it. You are. And that's why the practice of courage is so important. You got to have the faith, but faith without courage will not get you anywhere. So I'm here to tell you to take a deep breath. Or if you need 5, 6, 7, whatever you need, just take as many deep breaths and arm yourself with whatever tools you need to practice your courage so you can step out there and begin to make great things happen. I am excited about this journey that I am on. I am seeing an amazing end. Because when you're walking, your calling, and your purpose, you must see the end from the beginning. And I'm seeing that. So I'm seeing a magnificent, magnificent end. I'm seeing lives being changed. I'm seeing men. I'm seeing women. I'm seeing children who has developed such great courage in all aspects of their lives. There are some of them I visualize who are in abusive relationships. And they are listening to this broadcast. And they are beginning to develop the courage to say enough is enough. I'm not taking this anymore. I want out. And they are leaving. As I continue to visualize, I see people in jobs that needs the courage to move on. God already has told them that it's time for them to move on. But they've been holding on and not moving. They are listening to this broadcast and they have gathered the courage and they are demonstrating the fortitude to pack up and to go and to trust God in doing what he has called them to do. I tell you, being a willing vessel, you never know what gifts you will be entrusted with. But I am thankful that God has called little me from the hillside in the country of Paintstown, St. Elizabeth, Jamaica, West Indies. I'm glad he has called me and is using me because, as he categorized me, I am a willing vessel. I just pray that what I've shared with you today is enough to help you to tap into that which you're called to do. Find your first grip unto courage. Take courage, be bold, and just step out and do what you're called to do. You cannot fail so long as you have courage in Him. Know that God has called you to do that which you are doing. Know that you are unique, you are authentic, and that you are called for a time like this. We cannot fail so long as we latched arms with God. I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter what you are going through. You might be losing your job. You might be losing your home. You might be losing your relationship. Your children might be acting bad. Your co-workers be acting nasty. Your neighbors might be acting nasty. It doesn't matter what. You got to stay lock arms with God. Know that He will see you through. It is going to be all right. Yes, it's going to be all right. Have faith. Have courage in everything you do. Even when your knees are knocking, even when your entire body is vibrating, just continue going forward. Know that the stronger your body vibrate, the swifter you should walk towards beginning and starting your movement. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward and never look back. Keep moving forward. Don't look behind you, because your progress and your success is in front of you, not behind you. What's behind you, it's in the archives. You honestly can't do anything about it. But you need to just keep going on and keep going forward. I want to just encourage you to give it your all. Give it your all, because you were called. Because like myself, I pray that you will hear the reply that I called you because you are a willing vessel. I want to share a few pieces of poetry with you for the rest of the show here. One says, "Be the best you can be." That takes courage, right? Always have faith that tomorrow will be better than today. Remember, optimism is always a brighter window to look out on the world than is pessimism and despair. Always believe in the good of people, the capacity of the human spirit for accomplishing good is boundless. Be the best you can be. It will not only help you to grow as a person, but will inspire others to do the same. Leave your heart open to forgive others. For a time will come when you too will seek the healing forgiveness of a kindred soul. Strive for the things that touch the heart, for only then can you achieve the peace and contentment that go into shaping a happy life. Always be true to the moment at hand, for there are moments in life that when they pass through the affections of the heart, we leave within us memories that glow as bright as any star that shines, that smiles down at us from above. And as you pass through this world, you may leave a trail of peace and goodwill whenever you go, and may those whose lives you have touched along the way feel richer of heart because you have touched their hearts with the friendship in your own. And that's from Daniel Horton. I think I have time to read maybe one more. Listen to your heart. We all want to make things better in our lives, but lots of times we just don't know where or when to begin. Sometimes we are troubled about something deep inside, and we are afraid of dealing with our problems because we have been hurt before, and we remember that hurts can bring. Making things better involves changing, but change isn't such a terrible thing. Life isn't always easy, but no one ever promised that it would be. But it can be wonderful at times, and it is up to us to make those times happen. Where? Begin within. When? While the dawn of each new day. How? Listen to your heart, and it really will show you the way. I want to encourage you to just keep those words, and, you know, just call on them when you begin to feel any struggle. You are struggling. I see it. I feel it. I hurt for you. But I must tell you, dear friend, I believe with all my heart that you will emerge somehow wiser, stronger, and more aware. Hold on to that thought. Tuck it away in a corner of your heart until the hurt melts enough for the learning to have meaning. You will find the true meaning in practicing and demonstrating courage. I know you are going to make it. It may take time and hard work. You may become frustrated, and at times you will feel like giving up. Sometimes you may even wonder if it's really worth it. But I have confidence in you. And I know you will make it if you only try to be courageous. I just pray that you got something out of this episode. I think I must share this one. The first step. There is a world out there waiting for you. A world that you have only dreamed of. But you are the only one who can make it come true. Use the strength you have got inside you to open the door. Use the courage you hold deep within to take a step into the right direction. Use the knowledge that you really will make it if you try. Just take the first step to the direction of whatever you want to do, and soon your fears will all be past. You will put them behind you and know you make it through. Just take the first step and then another. And before you know it, a more wonderful world will begin to show itself to you. I encourage you to be bold. I encourage you to embrace all the courage that you need, because there is a great world out there that is awaiting you. I want to thank those of you who are listening. You know, there are so many people that are listening online, and so many people that are downloading the shows. I am so, so very excited about the way the show is growing. Oh, my heavens, I cannot believe. I look on everything and all the people from all over the world and all the support. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my humble heart. And if you have a story that you want to share on this Sunday show, email me at dynamic1@gmail.com. If you are anywhere you are and you want to be a volunteer on the show, you don't need to be in Connecticut. You don't even need to be in the U.S. I can still use you. So if you can volunteer to be a producer, if you are willing to sell some advertisement for the show, you get a great commission. So you can message me here on the show. We're looking for some people. We have close to 90,000 listeners. So we think it's time for us to begin to sell advertisement to people, because people will want a lot of eyeballs and ears on their advertisement. So check me out and follow me on Twitter @DynamicDaphne, Facebook.com/DynamicDaphne, LinkedIn.com/DaphneClarkHudson. I'm on Pinterest. I am on Clout. I'm all on all of them. Just Google me, DaphneClarkHudson.com. Visit my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. And I tell you, stay tuned, because we are going on a cruise to Europe in 2014. And we want to see you there. So stay tuned. There are lots and lots of great things that we are getting ready to do. So again, I just want to remind you to check out Dr. Deanna Murphy's event. I want to remind you that you were called for a destiny, and do not allow anything or anyone to tell you otherwise. I will see you on Wednesday. I have some great guests that I'm lining up for coming weeks. In the spring, we're going to have some millionaire minds on here. And, oh, this year is just going to be rocking and rolling for us. So I love each and every one of you. I thank you for your support and your generosity by connecting to me and just supporting me every week when I'm here on the broadcast. Have a blessed week. Love you.
Call it destiny. Will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.
But anyway, I've given up weird classes.